a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Senate Taxation Committee meeting, and I would have the secretary call the roll.
Frisley?
Here.
Hunstad? Maher?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
Nygaard? Lederman?
Here.
Hanson?
Here. Okay, we do have a quorum. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting? Moved by Senator Lederman, seconded by Senator Frisley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. You'll notice from the agenda that we have, really very short, this is an opportunity for us as a committee to discuss any issues that we would like to bring forward to the e-board for consideration as to summer studies. With that, I would open the opportunity for you to discuss or bring forward any ideas, or no ideas at all is an acceptable option also. We're very quiet this morning. All in favor? I have not, I'm not aware of any suggestions that have been brought to me, not that that's necessarily a limiting factor, but you know, my feeling with regard to summer studies is that unless it is an issue that really is of major significance, it probably is just as well left untouched. And, of course, you all do know that any of you as individuals can offer a suggestion of a summer study to the e-board, so it doesn't necessarily have to come on behalf of the committee. Seeing none, this being the last meeting, and we have some little momentous appreciation of our appreciation to Lois, our secretary, for always being here, very prompt, and keeping our minutes accurate and keeping me out of trouble. And Mr. Botts, from staff, again, we appreciate the work that that you do as far as the parliamentary part, and you know, keeping our bills in order. And I think that, as I say many times, you know, every bill is important to somebody, and it's important that every bill receive the amount of dignity that it's entitled to, with the hearing have the opportunity to be heard and be acted on. So, with that, we thank both of you very much for the work. I've had the opportunity to work with both of you for more than just this year, and as always, greatly appreciate it. Senator Maher.
I just want to say thank you to you, Mr. Chairman. I understand this could be your last chairmanship of the Senate Tax Committee, and I've had the privilege of serving with you for the last 4 years, and I truly appreciate everything you've done for everyone here. I was probably unique. I served 2 years as a Democrat with you and 2 years as a Republican. So, so anyway, with that, Mr. Chairman, thank you for your leadership, and thanks for the last 6 years of being able to work with you.
Thank you, Senator Maher. That's I appreciate hearing that. And I remember back when I came into the legislature as a freshman 12 years ago, one of the comments that was made was that, you know, you've just become a member of a very special club. He said you won't realize how important that club is until after you're gone and you realize how quickly you're forgotten. But you think about the fact that each year there's 105 of us speaking on behalf of the whole 800,000 people of the state of South Dakota. And it has been a pure pleasure not only serving with all of you, but getting the opportunity to work with the staff people from LRC, the people from the executive branch, and also the lobbyists that are here to perform an important function, which they do, as well as the you know, the citizens of South Dakota that are willing to come in and testify either in favor of or in opposition to the issues that are important to them. So it's been a pure pleasure. Thank you,
Senator.
Senator Frisley.
thank you. Just would like to say it's been an honor and a privilege to serve with you all these years in the legislature. We've been here a long time together. Not only served with you as a vice chair previously and as a seatmate, and I feel very honored and very privileged to have had a part of that. And I'd like to thank you for all the hard work you've done and all the things that you've done. You went out of your way to help us, and we really appreciate that. So thank you.
Thank you. That's appreciated. You know, in fact, you and I both got to serve in the House together.
Senator Hansen.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to echo and say that you, as a committee chair, when you had the gavel, it was assured that the committees, that the hearings would be fair, that they would be very concise, and the facts were out. You made sure that we, as committee members, made our decisions based on the facts that were presented. You treated those that testified, the lobbyists, both blue and white badges, with the utmost respect, and I commend you for that. When they gave me the gavel for Commerce last year, I tried to think back over the previous 2 years as you ran committees, and I tried to do them as well. I do have to say this: when I was a rookie, my very first committee that I sat in that Wednesday morning was Senate Tax. We were over in 412. It's probably the only time I've seen that we sat in a committee where all the Democrats were to the left of the chair, Maher included. All of the Republicans were to the right of the chair. But my only concern, and it's bothered me for the last 3+ years, is you put me to the right of Gordie Howe. And I thought that place was reserved for the wall.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to add that although I've only worked with you for 2 years, so I was in the House before coming over here, you definitely have been quite a mentor for me in learning the process and giving people the due process in committee here. So I want to say thank you for being such a good teacher.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you all. This is greatly appreciated. And like I say, it's been a pleasure to work with all of you. You know, not only this year's committee, but the three previous taxation committees, and of course, I've been given the privilege of being able to serve on tax as a member the 4 years previous to that. And I had some pretty good guidance or mentors to look to Kenny McNinney the 2 years immediately previous, and Dave Knutson the 2 years previous to that. So it's been an honor for me to serve as either a member and now as chair of the taxation committee, because tax, I think, is an area that is extremely important in everybody's lives. Those who are paying feel they pay too much, and those who are receiving feel they receive not enough. And of course, the role of the Department of Revenue has been greatly appreciated, getting a chance to get acquainted with all of you. And I think that, you know, sometimes we tend to feel that we are taking direction from the Department of Revenue, but I think in reality, you all and we all realize and need to remember that what you do is to enforce the laws that we make, and every law that's on the books, whether it be with regard to sales tax implementation, with regard to a property tax, we put in place the statute and you implement it. And you have been very open in telling us that you'll continue to do that until we decide to change the rules. And I think the relationship between the legislative branch and the executive branch in the area of taxation is sound and is good. With that, I believe we have over to the point of where a motion to adjourn would be in order. Moved by Senator Frisley, seconded by Senator Maher to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.